WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 0.5% of this year's revenue from College Station's hotel occupancy tax was under the microscope during recent city council budget deliberations.
Among those approving a $25,000 payment to the Chamber of Commerce were council members Julie Schultz, a former chamber employee, and James Benham. Both sought more from the agency. Chamber President Royce Hickman, who agreed to visit with city staff, says they do a fair amount of work that supports local tourism, which is the purpose of hotel tax money.
I make many greetings on Sundays and Saturdays and nights,
yes,
which I'm happy to do and will continue to do. We also were very involved with bringing the 4-H group here, 4,000 students.
Yeah.
I had a 2-hour meeting yesterday on the 4-H program. And those are things we do on an ongoing basis.
Blanche Brick was one of two other council members supporting the payment without qualification.
I don't care if it's paid out of hot tax funds or out of the general fund. I think it's some of the $25,000 best dollars we spend.
The chamber spends the money on the annual banquet and economic outlook conference. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The cities of Bryan and College Station will have representatives at Thursday's meeting of the State Transportation Commission. The state board will consider transferring maintenance of state highways to BCS and 58 other metropolitan areas. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says it would apply to all local highways except the freeway and Highway 47.
In the discussion with TxDOT, we asked for, you know, how much they had planned on spending in maintenance and kind of what their maintenance history has been on these roadways. We're still waiting those numbers. We did ask if they could provide which of these roadways in Bryan would be transferred to us. We're on their maintenance forecast for the next 4 years, knowing that it may change, but what they were looking to spend.
TxDOT officials said earlier this summer this would save the state $165 million a year. Barfnick says the city has already lined up projects to be paid from its transportation fee, which generates about $5 million a year. This would affect 44 miles of state highways in Bryan and 31 miles in College Station. The new school year at Blinn College includes the addition of parking on the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says another 300 spaces opened yesterday. That's one of the things to address student growth of 26% over the last 7 years.
Using programs like distance education and getting students to take online classes so they can ease that strain on our facilities. And we can get the students the education that they want to get from Blinn College without having everybody on campus at the same time.
And there's new signage on the 29th Street side of the Bryan campus, replacing what was left over from the former College Park movie theater. The local Better Business Bureau has been getting calls about an ad targeting seniors. President Bill McGuire says a company claims they'll give people in Bryan College Station a free cell phone from which it's easier to make emergency calls.
Brilliant Built Technologies out of Canton, Ohio, presently has an F rating, which is back to school days, F is your failing grade. They've had some complaints against that business.
McGuire says there's a 48-hour deadline to make people feel more urgent, but really think hard, because even if the phone is free, they haven't told you about shipping or setup costs. Plus, emergency calls are already legally obligated to be transmitted, even if the caller isn't a subscriber. With the second annual Brazos Valley Fair coming next weekend, Executive Committee Chairman Jim Mazurkiewicz says he's looking forward to this year being even bigger and better. Mazurkiewicz says last year there were only 800 livestock entries total, but so far this year they've had a 50% increase with a week still left to go for entries, meaning they'll have more prize money to distribute to the kids.
100% of the entry fees for our kids is given back to the kids in prize money.
My.
None of the expenses are deducted from that. The fair takes that out of our sponsorships and ticket sales, but the kids' actual entry fee gets paid back. We paid back $33,000 last year in our first year. So with an increase of numbers, we'll be able to pay back more.
Mazurkiewicz says there'll be many more events and entertainment, plus an extra day of rodeo this year. And criminal activity has not been ruled out in the fire that led to the explosion at the West Fertilizer Plant. Assistant State Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner told state lawmakers they have ruled out all but three possible causes of the fire.
So we still have the golf cart pieces or the golf carts themselves that we're trying to eliminate, the 120 system, electrical system that was there, and we still have not eliminated a criminal act related to the explosion itself.
The state fire marshal's office is also responsible for investigating all the remaining places that house ammonium nitrate in Texas. Five facilities that store more than 10,000 pounds have refused on-site inspections since the explosion in West. WTAW News Time is 6:14. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade, or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month, or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A partly to mostly cloudy day shaping up for the region. Temperatures will be up to about 90 this afternoon. We'll see clouds lingering across the area overnight. Lows will be near 75. It'll become partly sunny and warmer tomorrow. Highs ranging from 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 75 to 80. During the day Thursday, it'll be partly to mostly sunny with highs between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Manziel met with the NCAA for 6 hours on Sunday. We'll get you caught up. By the way, there are still tickets available for the game. And we've got Major League Baseball reports from both the Texans and Cowboys training camps and a whole lot more with sports. We'll do that for you at 6:50.
So it's pretty pleasant outside this morning because some people got rain around here.
It drizzled a little.
Yeah. Brenham is the big winner, I think.
Yeah, they got over an inch.
Yeah. But it's very pleasant out there this morning, so be happy for your neighbors in Washington County, and maybe one of these days. They did. The one good thing is that, see, I'm not sure he... now, Rob says that our high today is going to be 90. I've got this other forecast that says it's going to be 96 with heat indices at 102.
Yeah, that's the same forecast I have.
So, you know, not exactly sure what Rob's got. We like Rob's numbers better,
yeah.
There's no doubt, but we'll see if that happens.
If we get the pick, yeah.
Yeah. So during a visit to her acupuncturist's office, a woman in Arlington, Texas, woke up with needles stuck in her body.
Like you do at an acupuncturist.
I'm trying to figure out how she fell asleep while she was getting the acupuncture thing, but, you know, that's fine.
Maybe she has a very stressful lifestyle.
Could be. And so anyway, needles in her body, no doctor to be found. After calling out,
hey,
to someone to come into the room and pull the needles out, nobody answered, so she did it herself. Hate when you got that. Well, at least it's half do-it-yourself acupuncture.
My gosh.
The office is locked, and so the woman couldn't leave. Her last option was to dial 911. It says here, after remaining on the phone with the 911 operator for 10 minutes, really? She was let out of the office by somebody in a separate office just as authorities arrived. The doctor said he was ashamed and baffled that he forgot about his patient.
I mean, he has a high-stress lifestyle, too.
Shamed and baffled? I mean, yeah, he's got that many pin cushions he needs to take care of?
He's got some other problem going on.
Well, no.
Information.
Okay, do we want to have that chat with him? Oh, you're the only one who's got problems. Oh, you're the only one who has any stress. Whatever.
Jeez. He's worried about Obamacare.
That must be it. Keeps arguing with the insurance company. It is two medicine. It is two.
It's Texas, it's August, and it's hot. But Rattlers has got some great specials to cool you down. Nestle Pure Life Bottled Water, 20 packs, just $3.99. 50 cents off all Chex Mix through the end of August, and fully loaded nachos are only 99 cents. Wash down that great food with an ice-cold 18-pack of Bud, Miller & Coors family of beers for only $14.99. Keep cool this August at any of your Rattlers stores. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
You know, you talk about stress, and everybody believes that they have a stressful life, and it reminds me of the quote from Lee Trevino, who always had great quotes.
Yes.
After he won a golf tournament, the commentator asked him if he was under pressure during the last putt. He said, "That's not pressure." He said, "Pressure is when you're putting and you're going to lose $100 if you miss and you got $10 in your pocket. That's pressure." Okay. Today is the 239th day of the year, 126 of them to go. It is, after all, Global Forgiveness Day, which, of course, solves all of our problems, right? We all need to just go over to Syria and say, "We forgive you." And we need to go to Egypt and say, never mind.
Well, it's bad, too. We've had only one day we forgive people, just like the one day you hug your kid.
Okay. Of course, it does any good at all, but nonetheless. And happy birthday to my wife today.
Happy birthday.
All right, so off we go with other people.
She shares her birthday with Pee Wee Herman.
Got to be happy about that.
Oh, my God.
Paul Rubens is 61. Daryl Dragon, 71.
Uh-huh.
Any ideas, Kat?
Daryl Dragons?
Yep.
No, this might be one of the topics that under my rock I missed out about.
Yeah. He's the captain from the Captain and Tennille.
From what?
Yes. I knew that wasn't going to help. Yeah.
It sounded like is it the Captain and Tennille?
No, it's Captain and Tennille. Yeah, they
had
their own show on CBS.
Yes, they did.
I mean, I know Captain Kangaroo, but.
No, not the same.
Okay. Yeah.
Alex Vega is 25 from Spy Kids, and she'll be in the new Machete Kills. Aaron Paul's 34 from Breaking Bad.
It's not Rue's brother. Mm-hmm. Okay, good thing.
Who I've met, by the way.
Okay.
Sarah Calkey is 37. She was the second Becky and Roseanne and then went on to play in Scrubs. Chandra Wilson is 44 from Grey's Anatomy. Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer guy, is 44.
Whisper dude.
Yep. Downtown Julie Brown is 50.
Whatever happened to her?
She is lying under the rock of obscurity.
Yeah, I'm thinking
right next to Kennedy, who was also on MTV.
Yeah.
Alex Lifeson is 60. He's the guitarist for Rush. Jeff Cook is 64 from Alabama. Sergeant Slaughter from the WWF.
Yeah.
I think I did meet Alabama one time.
The entire state?
No.
Oh, the band. Oh, the group. Okay.
It was during your walking tour.
Yeah.
It was in an airport. Like, I was traveling with a family. I was their translator, and the mom was a flight attendant. And then we hung out in this captain's club or whatever and met a country band who I didn't know who they were when I met them.
Well, there you go.
So I was a kid, but then later I was like, found out about Alabama and I was like, wait a second.
Like the biggest country band ever.
Yeah, that's who I met. Deal. So
anyway, Sergeant Slaughter, 65.
Cobra Clutch.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Barbara Bach, 66.
Mrs. Ringo Starr.
And former Bond girl.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Tuesday Weld is 70.
Wait, so is Barbara Bach the one in that horrible dinosaur movie?
That's the one.
All right.
620.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at toyotatexasbassclassic.com.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Syria, what is one to do now that we know that Assad is using chemical weapons against his own people? Remember, over a year ago, Obama issued his infamous red line warning to Syria. Now we're still debating how to handle Syria's civil war. Is it too little, too late? Obama said in 2012, we've been very clear to the Assad regime. but also to other players on the ground that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around and being utilized. That would change my calculus. So now the world breathlessly awaits how the calculus will change. In the meantime, we get lectures from Vladimir Putin on what we could do and what we can't do. Does that make any sense? No. We'll see in the days to come.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-663-1063. That's 1-800-663-1063. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-663-1063. That's 1-800-663-1063.
Hi, I'm Joe Carbajal, Senior Pastor of Mighty Wind Worship Center in Central Texas. The lives of 11 million of our neighbors hang in the balance as Congress seeks to reform our immigration system. Christ calls evangelicals to compassion and justice. So please join a growing movement of Christians asking our political leaders for immigration solutions rooted in biblical values. Values that reflect each person's God-given dignity, respect the rule of law, protect family unity, guarantee secure borders, ensure fairness to taxpayers, and establish a path towards citizenship. Our Texas elected officials need your prayers, but they also need to hear your voice. Become a prayer partner for reform by going to prayforreform.org. That's pray, the number 4, reform.org. This announcement has been paid for by the Evangelical Immigration Table.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
New promotions for plastic. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Credit card companies are once again offering zero interest balance transfers to attract new customers. If you have a good credit history, offers may be showing up in your mailbox. The 0% teasers in the current wave of promotions go for unusually long periods of up to 2 years. Chicken wings are coming to McDonald's. The fast food chain will roll out its new Mighty Wings nationwide over a 2-week period starting September 9th. At this point, McDonald's only plans to offer wings for a limited time through November. It is estimated Major League Baseball teams will have given away about 2.7 million bobbleheads by the end of the current season, and fans can expect to take even more of the dolls home from ballparks in 2014. The Boston Red Sox are the only team that has not had a bobblehead giveaway this year. The L.A. Dodgers have been the most generous with the dolls. They're expected to have given out 550,000 by the end of the season. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
Yeah. Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years.
I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. 626, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. High today about 96. We do have a 20% chance of some lingering showers out there. The other thing that's nice is at least right now we have some easterly winds, which makes it feel pretty good. But after that's gone, so is the cooler temperatures and heat index right now at 102, they're saying, for later on today. About 75 for a low tonight. Then we're right around 100 for the balance of the week, and that includes Saturday. Hey, why don't we have a noon kickoff for a football game on Saturday? How's that for a good idea? I know. It's ESPN. They get paid for that. And so that's what we got right now. By the way, there was some rain out there, but most of it down in Washington County in that area, just kind of slight stuff right here in the Brazos Valley. Right now we have winds out of the east at 3 miles an hour, 91% relative humidity, and it's 74.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power, and it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
While many parents worry about their kids texting all the time, it turns out many kids are worried about their parents doing the same thing. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy provides powerful solutions for a complex industry. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. That's ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
When children spend too much time texting on their phone, that can be a problem. And the same thing applies to parents.
Children are experiencing a kind of profound disconnect from their parents, that they can't get their parents' attention when they need it, and that their parents get crabby and cranky when they tell them something that's actually right, like, I'm going to be late for school, Mommy, if you don't get off your computer.
Dr. Catherine Steiner Adair, author of the book The Big Disconnect.
When we're on our computers, doing something, you know, checking emails, our capacity for empathy and patience gets a little disengaged.
Parents need to set the example for their children.
There's been a huge uptake in accidents in the emergency rooms of grown-ups and children alike crossing a street while texting and getting hit by a car. We know, our common sense tells us this is nuts to be doing, and it just speaks to the power of the machines, of the tools that we abandon common sense.
There's something parents often do that can profoundly upset a child and alter the relationship, and that is
when their parents text and drive, because all kids know that that is a really dangerous thing to do. So, you know, kids said to me at all different ages, you know, my parents say they love me, but what does it mean to love your kids if you risk their life over a text?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On, the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, the cities of Bryan, College Station were contacted by the local Texas Department of Transportation office about a proposal placing more than 75 miles of state highways inside city limits under local control. The State Transportation Commission considers action on Thursday to transfer maintenance costs to the cities, saving the state $165 million a year. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says they're waiting for the state to provide more information.
They did say, you know, maybe some other possibilities of roadway sections that they would possibly consider keeping. So it wasn't a hard and fast, here you go, but there may be some negotiation. But those that are actually look like city streets, curb and gutter, city section, they would be looking to transfer those over.
The state's plan covers 59 metropolitan areas. TxDOT would continue maintaining the freeway and Highway 47 and shift the cost of the remaining highways to the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council could bring up the subject today as their agenda includes next year's capital improvements plan. $25,000 out of $4 million of hotel occupancy tax revenue collected by the City of College Station goes to the Chamber of Commerce. During the City Council's recent budget meetings, the payment was discussed at length.
Mayor Nancy Berry says she was the one who asked the chamber to request the money, which goes towards the annual banquet and economic outlook conference.
You're out at everything. You publish a map that the chamber gives away to Convention and Visitors Bureau. I just want to thank all of you for what you do for the community, and it's much appreciated by, I think, most of us.
John Nichols reminded his fellow council members that next year the Convention and Visitors Bureau takes over management of who gets hotel tax money.
We already told the CVB that this is their baby. I don't think we should be micromanaging how the CVB is going to do.
This is not about
I understand
year.
That.
This is about
and
this year.
I understand that, but a lot of the questions suggest an implication that this is the kind of information you want on a continuing basis.
Nichols was interrupted by James Benham and former chamber employee Julie Schultz, two members who also approved the payment but also asked for more from the chamber. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Those who drive by the Blinn College campus in Bryan on East 29th Street should notice new signage. Spokesman Richard Bray says it replaces what was the old College Park movie theater sign.
I think we've estimated about 50,000 vehicles go by there every single day. So we can advertise, we can let people know a little bit about registration and enrollment dates and, market our college a lot more effectively than we were before.
Blinn logos and a 12-by-6-foot electronic message board are part of the package. At the other end of the campus, 300 new parking spaces were opened yesterday. A recent ad targeting senior citizens for free cell phones has the local Better Business Bureau warning potential customers that there's no such thing as a free lunch. President Bill McGuire says Brilliant Built Technologies of Ohio, who's advertising the phone, is rated F, as in failure, by the BBB.
They've come up with other products in the past, one being an indoor antenna, but they made all kinds of wild claims that it was as good as cable. And the BBB in Canton, Ohio said, well, we need you to prove these things. And if you can't prove them, then you can't say them. And basically, they had never come back and righted that ship.
McGuire says the company also boasts of having free emergency calls, but actually all cell phone providers are required to transmit emergency calls whether you've subscribed or not. You can find more details about the company's claims and the ad on our website at WTAW.com. Last year, about 16,000 people attended the first Brazos Valley Fair, and next weekend, Executive Committee Chairman Jim Mazurkiewicz hopes to more than double that. Mazurkiewicz is especially excited to bring an elite folk band from Poland, a country which made a large impact on traditional Texas music.
On the Rock and Spur stage on Friday night, September the 6th at 6 p.m.,
These are four young kids, and they're one of the top, if not the top band in Poland for folk music, but they can play anything, absolutely anything. They were in Italy last month, made the semifinals for the entire European continent.
Mazurkiewicz also expects at least 1,200 livestock entries, which is a 50% increase from last year, and promises an extra day of rodeo. And state investigators have not ruled out wrongdoing as the cause of the fire that led to the explosion at the West Fertilizer Plant.
I can't stand here and tell you that we will ever know the answer.
That's Assistant Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner. He and Fire Marshal Chris Connolly Keneally delivered an investigation update to members of the State House Public Safety Committee.
The cause of the fire is undetermined because we have a number of things that we couldn't rule out.
Kistner says they've ruled out all but three causes.
The golf cart or components, we have not ruled out. What most of you think of as your residential electrical system, the 110-120 system, and we have not ruled out an intentional act at this point.
Lawmakers were told five other Texas facilities where at least 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate is stored have resisted on-site inspection since the April explosion in West. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 71 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's almost Labor Day, and there's never been a better time for you to grab your favorite camper and make a memory that's going to last for a lifetime. At RV Station in Bryan, the promise to you is the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. You owe it to yourself to shop the pre-Labor Day specials at RV Station in Bryan. Right now, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma 28 BHS. This bunkhouse sleeps eight with a slider. And the pre-Labor Day sale price is $16,995. Stock number is 1546. Or how about a 2013 Forest River 2702 SS? It's super light, half ton, it's towable, saves gas, and it's just $23,995 at the pre-Labor Day sale. Stock number is 1558. Save thousands on RV Station's Bryan pre-Labor Day sale. That's RV Station. They're located at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or you can shop them online at rvstationonline.com.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure responsible for bringing moisture in off the Gulf of Mexico, and that moisture continues to lie across the area this morning. We'll see clouds and maybe a few breaks. Temperatures near 90 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows near 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with highs anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. NCAA investigator spent 6 hours with Johnny Manziel on Sunday. We'll get to that in a little more detail. Also, two of the best defenders for the Rice football team will have to sit out this football game, as well as Major League Baseball. And we've got training camp updates for you, too, from the NFL. All that and more with sports here in about 12 minutes.
Okay, let's say you're Wendy Davis, okay?
Well, yeah. I'm glad I'm not Wendy Davis.
It'd be quite a leap for me and
Should I talk
Kevin.
Like this for the rest of the day, then?
Really?
So, but you think it's easier for me to imagine I'm Wendy Davis than for you to imagine
Wendy Davis?
Well,
yeah, you're closer to it than we are. Wendy Davis getting ready to make an announcement as to whether or not she's going to run for governor.
And so isn't it nice when some political icon calls you brilliant and courageous? Pretty good, huh?
What, is it Oprah or somebody?
No, it's Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, great.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, the Peloster was in Austin yesterday.
Awesome.
And described her as, again, brilliant and courageous. Asked whether she thought the Fort Worth Democrat could raise the tens of millions of dollars needed to mount a race for governor in Texas, Pelosi said yes, adding, "I don't think that would be an obstacle." Really? Ms. Pelosi was in Austin to talk about economic policies important to women at an event hosted by the American Association of Liberal Women Who Don't Know... the American Association of University Women at Eastview Campus of Austin Community College. Asked if Davis could expect support from the national Democrats, such as Pelosi if she runs. The Democrat, who's often reviled by Republicans in this red state, was careful. She said, quote, "I think many people across the country are waiting for Wendy's decision, but what's important is what the people of Texas think about that decision." In other words, she's going, yeah, you know what? If I come in here, there are going to be some conservative Democrats that say, uh-uh, ain't going to do it. No way. Nope. Not if they're going to bring Pelosi in here to talk about her. So we'll see what happens. But the Democrats are just glad to be on the news, you know? They're just glad to have somebody saying, oh, Democrats, they have Democrats in Texas. And, you know, we may be 10 years from now saying, remember when the Democrat revolution started that overtook politics in Texas?
Oh, don't say that.
Well, if the Republicans aren't careful, excuse me, I believe there are a whole bunch of Republicans who would say, we need to get some poster guys and gals out there who... the Democrats, or the Hispanics, I would say specifically, can be comfortable with voting for, or they may start losing those statewide offices. We'll see.
It's because of all them damn foreigners that are moving
in. That's what
in.
It is. They don't even talk the same language as we do. What are you going to do?
They're foreigners.
Yep, they're foreigners. That's it.
After getting psyched with...
Okay. I like it.
Sorry.
Jacob Lew, I know who you don't know who he is, but some people do. He's the Treasury Secretary. He's given Congress until mid-October to raise the debt ceiling, telling us we need more money.
Can I raise the debt ceiling on my mortgage?
Well, you can, but you know you're still going to have to pay it. And, I mean, if you can find your neighbors who want to pay you, if you could do that, Kat.
Can I tell everybody it's not fair because I don't make as much money as, you know, grown-up people, and so I deserve to have stuff given to me and have my house paid for and my groceries paid for.
You can knock on the door of your neighbors and see how they feel about that.
I mean, I'm supporting two hungry mouths at home.
Yeah, right.
I deserve...
And they whine a lot, don't they?
They do.
Yeah,
they
really
jump on me in my bed and scratch me.
Anyway, in a letter to lawmakers yesterday, the secretary urged Congress to act as soon as possible if not, he predicts the government will be left with only $50 billion in cash, which he warns wouldn't even cover Social Security payments or military salaries. Notice how they throw the military in there all the time. They cut them, whack them whenever they can, but boy, when it comes time for... we need more money for the government. It's military salaries they suddenly care about.
If it's not like they really care about our soldiers anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They certainly will bring them up there when it's time to
a good
start.
Whining point.
Let's talk for some more money. If Congress acts, it'll have to do so quickly. There are only 9 legislative scheduled days of work for September, and the government is still facing a shutdown in October if it can't get that spending approved. For right now, Republicans are refusing to raise the debt limit, which is $16.7 trillion, is that's a trivia question. And by the way, the answer will change because I'm sure they'll find some way for the debt ceiling to go up. And no surprise that very few Americans are enthused about military action in Syria. 9% of those responding to the Reuters Ipsos poll said the U.S. should intervene militarily in Syria.
I mean, why do we... what business do we have there? Why aren't we fixing our own problems?
Well, Kat, we are the police person for all sorts of places.
Really?
Well, tell me how big the armies are in the countries of Europe, huh? How big are the military forces in the countries of Europe? Not that big, because you know what? We're willing to go over there and be policemen. And that's why they're glad that we're there.
I think they're glad that we're there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they're glad that we do anything we can to tamp down violence in the Middle East.
Well, we don't even rule our countries by the same code of ethics. Like this Major Nadal Hassan, and they're, should we give him the death penalty? He wants the death penalty. He wants to be a martyr.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
Why is it so hard to understand that you just cannot So use the same kind of, it's just a different thinking style. You, oh, it's so ignorant. Oh, I'm just.
So what do you want to do? Do we want to release him, let him sit at the mall all day?
No, I say life.
Life, okay.
I mean, but he wants the death penalty.
Yeah, and, of course he does. He wants to be a martyr.
But I mean.
I personally think that's exactly what Gitmo is for. Because I don't want him running around ginning up a bunch of, unless they put him in that 23-hour lockdown supermax place.
Yeah, I agree. And again, but who's paying for that? You know, us. Again, one more time. Either of those places.
With the special diet and the Quran and the prayer mats, etc.
Sure, because after all, we don't want to offend him.
No.
Nope. Yes. Go ahead.
Anyway, back to what you were saying. Yeah, Syria. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What? What do we have to, we don't even get oil from Syria, do we? Do we even do anything with Syria?
Well, but that is at least on the face not supposed to be the reason that we take action there.
Well, that seems to me to be the only reason that we keep sticking our nose in everything.
No.
While
we are all
grabby,
no,
petty fingers.
No.
Petty fingers on the Middle East.
Terrorist training facilities, places where terrorists can hide. And they can create cells, and they can make problems all over the world. That's the reason that people want us there, because we will be diligent.
Well, now, if our TSA system is corrupt, and, you know,
TSA?
Obviously we're failing and having...
No, you mean NSA.
No, I'm talking about the TSA. How did terrorists get to our country, right? Airplanes?
Mexican border.
Ships.
Okay.
Borders.
Okay.
Why aren't we fixing that problem? You know, why didn't we... You know, if the terrorists want to blow themselves up, have at it. You know, enjoy it. Do it in your own country, for crying out loud. But why do we need to go all the way over there instead of, like, it's just stupid if we're like, oh, we're going to come over and stop you developing here and then just leave our own country wide open?
No, not at all. But, I mean, understand what the word terrorist means. It is to inflict terror on a population.
Yeah, well, they seem to be doing a pretty good job if we're, you know, just going through these horrible... I mean, it's not even pleasurable to travel, like, by airplane, I mean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're winning. They're obviously making an impact on our lives.
They are, absolutely.
Because we're not addressing them in a smart way.
Mm-hmm, you're right. We haven't been from day one. You know, we're finally starting to understand profiling, you know, and you know what? We're going to profile people even though they may get offended.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, you know what? The Israeli army profiles people. Do you know how much terrorism they have? Hmm. Like successful terrorism?
I understand.
Almost none.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you're exactly right. Hello.
I spent many years of my life involved in fighting terrorism in the Middle East. And the reason our borders aren't secured aren't related to that. It's quite simply pandering to Democratic voters. It's as simple as that.
How do you mean? Wait, he went away. Okay. Hello?
Good Lord, bring Tom Tuberville back.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You have a chance to be someone very special to your community. You have the opportunity to help with a non-residential landscape somewhere in your daily life. It might be your office or retail business. Or it could be at your church. It could be at a neighborhood school. In fact, you could even mean landscaping the common areas of your neighborhood, the medians and parkways and parks. To put it in other words, not all good landscaping starts and remains at home. For the sake of categorizing these non-residential landscapes, we'll refer to them simply as commercial landscaping, away from home landscaping, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Simplicity is a key factor in most commercial landscaping. Maintenance is usually hard to line up or expensive to employ, so simple designs will be the most successful. Many church and schoolyard plantings consist of little more than quality shade trees with good health and vigor and the turf that surrounds them. Shrub plantings should generally be of a limited number of species of really well-adapted plants. Put in other more dramatic terms, resist the urge to do anything revolutionary in your commercial landscape. For example, in schoolyards, it's not uncommon for wetland gardens or wildflower plantings to go in, and too often the teacher with a burning passion for the project moves away or retires, and the gardens are left to deteriorate with no other teacher left to carry the torch. Whether it's for schools, churches, or any other public garden, a simple basic design is always best. Let a team form to carry it out. That team's first task will be to establish the magnitude of the project. Form a committee to plan the improvements. Let the entire group participate in the planning. Determine a budget. Seek support from other members served by this public garden. Use the plants that you put in the garden maybe as memorial recognition gifts, maybe for students currently enrolled in that school. One Texas school is selling crepe myrtles at its PTA meetings. Parents can buy crepe myrtles for their sons and daughters. That's kind of cool. They can actually go out and help them plant them. Within your own neighborhood, take a critical look at the first impression it gives visitors. If it's less than welcoming, consider a neighborhood cleanup day. If you don't know your neighbors, put out a few signs and send letters inviting folks to a formative meeting at a local school or church. Again, it's best if several people present the idea so it doesn't seem to be one person's mission. Cleanup is a good starting point if there are dead trees, tumble-down fences, and other signs of an aging residential area, but you can go a lot farther. Find a landscape architect or nurseryman who will come to one of your meetings to plan the neighborhood plantings. Perhaps it's bulbs in the medians or maybe crepe myrtles on a common color along a major street. Whatever your group chooses to do, you'll be amazed at the power of people working together and how much they can accomplish over a period of months and just a few years. I'm Neil Sperry, attracting wildlife to your landscape in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. NCAA investigators spent a chunk of Sunday with Johnny Manziel, roughly 6 hours, questioning the Aggie quarterback about allegations from memorabilia dealers that accepted payments for autographs. A source familiar with the investigation told that to ESPN on Monday night. It was unclear whether the NCAA was satisfied with the initial meeting with Manziel or if it would require additional time, and the attorney Jim Darnell, hired by the Manziel family, did not return calls to ESPN. Here's ESPN's Brett McMurphy on his take.
They can come to some kind of agreement with the NCAA on what penalties there should be and that they agree to accept those penalties. That would obviously be a game or two-game suspension for Manziel. If the NCAA is not done with their investigation, then Texas A&M takes a big gamble. Do they play Johnny Manziel knowing that he could be ruled ineligible somewhere down the line, and then in turn they would have to forfeit any games that he played in?
A school source told ESPN.com on Saturday that things, quote, seemed okay regarding Manziel's playing status, and that it was, quote, business as usual or as close as possible going into the team's first game this week. Now, earlier Monday, Manziel was listed as the starter on A&M's game notes, and athletic director Eric Hyman, in a statement, put an informal gag order on those close to the program regarding Manziel. Quote, The focus of our coaches and student athletes is solely on preparing for the Rice game this Saturday. And in the best interest of Texas A&M and its 100-plus student athletes on the team, I have instructed Coach Sumlin, his staff, our student athletes, to refrain from commenting on or answering questions regarding the status of our starting quarterback, Johnny Manziel. From TexAggs.com, though, as we gear up for that Rice game, the Owls will be without two of their three best defenders on Saturday, per Rice's head coach Dave Bailiff. Senior linebacker Cameron Nosu and senior cornerback Philip Gaines, who are both preseason all-conference candidates, will not be in the game. Gaines is suspended, while Nwosu's reason for missing the game was not stated. And we'll kind of get all that back on track and figure out exactly what's going on this morning as Coach Sumlin holds their first weekly press conference for A&M football, and he will speak to the media live at noon, which is carried on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. On now to Major League Baseball.
That's lifted into right center field, fairly deep. Garcia going back, looking up, and that's gone. Back-to-back jacks for Dominguez and Carter, and the Astros' lead is 10-8.
A.J. Brzezinski hit a three-run homer. Mitch Moreland had a solo shot, and the Texas Rangers beat the Mariners 8-3. Alex Rios had two hits on two RBIs, and the Rangers picked up their fifth win in seven games. Elvis Andrews celebrated his 21st birthday in style with three hits and an RBI. Matt Dominguez hit a tie-breaking homer in the ninth, and then it was Chris Carter's turn.
That's lifted into right center field, fairly deep. Garcia going back, looking up, and that's gone.
With the back-to-back jacks. On now to training camp, the Houston Texans expect to have a better idea of whether injured safety Ed Reed will play in the opener by the end of the week. Coach Gary Kubiak says Reed visited the surgeon who did his hip surgery in April in Vail, Colorado. They visited on Monday. He'll receive injections in the hip and then return to Atlanta for more rehabilitation.
I wouldn't play because of the long haul of the season. You know how much of that grind is. And, when we got to make that run at the end of the season, that's when I plan to be there. More importantly, do I want to be the first game? Yes. Am I glad it's not today? Yes. If the Super Bowl is today, I'm playing.
Texans wrap up their preseason against Dallas Thursday night in Dallas. DeMarco Murray says he's frustrated with getting benched after a fumble early in the preseason game against Cincinnati. The Cowboys running back, well, he's not pouting, though. He definitely got the message in the 24-18 victory as he sat out a big chunk of play.
No, I know how important the ball is. I wouldn't say it got my attention. I know how important the ball is. You can't fumble, but since I've been carrying the ball from high school, college, even here, I've never been a fumbler. I won't be. So I'm not worried about it.
Murray had 45 rushing yards and a 7-yard scoring catch in one drive after sitting out three straight series after fumbling the ball. And finally, NFL general managers are busy as they try to get down to tomorrow's 75-man roster limit. Among the veterans released yesterday were Washington receiver Dante Stallworth, Jets receiver Braylon Edwards, and running back Joe McKnight. And that's your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we don't want you to buy a new laptop battery unless you actually need one. That's why we offer to test your laptop battery and make sure the problem isn't the charger or the laptop itself. Our exclusive laptop battery analyzer was built specifically to test laptop batteries. We can tell if your battery has reached the end of its life. If it still has a few more years in it, we'll check your charger to make sure it's working properly. If we discover that you do need a laptop battery, we have the largest selection available in stock. We also carry a wide variety of chargers in case you ever need to replace yours. So if your battery isn't lasting as long as it used to, bring your laptop and charger into Batteries Plus Bulbs today. We'll make sure you get the battery or charger you need. Batteries Plus.